Hachette Audio presents The Court at War, FDR, His Justices, and the World They Made. Written by Cliff Sloan. Read by Brian Troxell. To the memory of my brother, Marty Sloan, and my parents, Howard and Maurice Sloan. The Justices. Chief Justice Harlan Fisk Stone, Associate Justice 1925 to 1941, Chief Justice 1941 to 1946. Raised on a farm in Massachusetts, Stone excelled as a student and football player at Amherst, where his circle of friends included the future president, Calvin Coolidge. He was a professor and dean at Columbia Law School, as well as a Wall Street lawyer, before Coolidge appointed him Attorney General, and then Associate Justice in 1925. Expected to be a defender of business interests on the court, Stone opposed the Supreme Court's pre-1937 pervasive rejection of social and economic legislation. In the summer of 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt promoted him to Chief Justice. Justice Hugo Black, 1937 to 1971. Black grew up in modest circumstances in Alabama and became a leading trial lawyer in Birmingham. Elected to the Senate in 1926, he emerged as a populist champion and then a New Deal supporter. FDR selected him as his first Supreme Court appointment in 1937. Shortly after Black's confirmation, a national controversy erupted about his past membership in the Ku Klux Klan. Justice James F. Burns, 1941 to 1942. Burns was a South Carolina senator and close political ally of FDR when the president named him to the Supreme Court in the summer of 1941. Burns left the court after only 1 year and joined FDR in the White House as assistant president, overseeing the wartime economy. Justice William O. Douglas, 1939 to 1975. Douglas spent his youth and college years in Washington State. He went east to attend Columbia Law School and became an acclaimed law professor specializing in business regulation at Columbia and Yale law schools. One of the first chairs of the new Securities and Exchange Commission, Douglas was named to the Supreme Court by FDR in 1939.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?